السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Hello everybody. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله.
Huzur ayatullah nas naziz amesoma aya Quran tukufu katika sura Al-Imran akisema ya kwamba kuntum khaira ummatin uriyat lin-nas, nyinyi ni umati bora ambao umeteuliwa kwa faida ya wanadamu. Okay, thank you. Nitafanya translation baadaye.
Is ayat mein jo maine tilawat ki hai,
in the verse which I have recited, Allah says that you are the best of the people who have been created for the benefit of all mankind. You bid good and forbid evil and believe in Allah.
Aya ambayo inasema nyinyi ni umati bora mlioteuliwa kwa faida ya wanadamu, mnaamuru mambo mema na mnakataza maovu na mnamwamini Mwenyezi Mungu na mtume wake.
Yani hum log jo apne aap ko musliman kehte hain behtareen log hain.
Which means that we who call ourselves Muslim are the best among the people.
Aur ab jabki humne a Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki pesh khabriyon ke mutabik,
and now that according to the prophecies of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have believed the Messiah of the time who had implemented the forgotten teachings of Islam once again. So after believing in this promised Messiah, we are certainly the best of the people, because right from Adam to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have believed in all the prophets and have claimed to have the perfect faith. So after this announcement, our responsibility does not end. Rather, with this announcement and claim, our responsibilities as Ahmadis are further increased. Because Allah says that you are called the best of the people for the reason that you convey the news for the piety and for virtue and forbid evil. And you always think good of other people. Allah says that you are good people, that you have good thoughts for yourself and for your wife and for your children. Which you would not have thought for the country, for the people, and for other people, for your own people and for other people. But you do not think ill of them, and you know that whosoever it is, whosoever country it belongs to, whosoever tribe he belongs to, whoever family he belongs to, you have to be good to them. And you have to win the heart of each and every one. And it is obligatory for you that to win the hearts, you must never do evil to anyone. Rather, every act of yours should display love. And you have to carry out all this task because it is the command of Allah. And without this, your faith in Allah cannot be perfected. So you can see that Allah has not raised us as the best people only because we claim to be Muslims. As you see many other Muslims, if you ask them, are you Muslims? They say, Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. But if you look at their practice and their actions, you will see even Satan runs away from them. So to become the best member of the Ummah of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that you should do the best acts, leave all evil, only when you can make your actions in this way, you can bid good to others and stop them from evil. Otherwise, whenever you will try to reform others, you will hear this reply that heal thyself first, O the physician. You should reform yourself. So you cannot become the best of the people, deceiving people or deceiving God. Therefore, to strengthen yourself, to strengthen your community, you must adopt what is good. And then communicate to others. And when you will be doing these works by following virtue and stopping from evil, then the preaching will continue. And there will be good spiritual training even in the member of the Jamaats. Because you will be implementing good and virtue and you will be stopping evil. These good things are untold, which have been mentioned in the Holy Quran. For example, to be kind to your near relatives, there is trust. It is to sacrifice for the benefit of others. There is a sympathy for mankind. There is a teaching to think good of others, to speak the truth, to forgive others, to show patience and restraint, to be just, to be kind to others, to fulfill your promises, and you have to remove all evils, whether physical or whether mental or spiritual. You must keep yourself clean of them. The evil of mind is that you must never think of harming others. The evil is to have bad thoughts for others, and you have to clean yourself from it. Then you have to spread love and affection in the society. You have to treat your near relatives kindly. You have to treat kindly your neighbors and your working colleagues. There is good manners. That those who are rich, and they must take care of the poor by themselves, and they must spread this teaching. This way, in the same way, there are so many evils that you should try to stop yourself from doing it, and you should also remind others of stopping from evil. Because to do good, it is vital to give up evil first. Let me quote some of them about which Allah says that these evils must never be found in a believer. For example, to be miserly, that despite knowing someone is in need, not to help him, despite having some capacity, or not to pay the contributions of the Jamaat. Then to have mistrust, to blame others without any basis, to look down upon people, to show envy, or to talk in vain, rather than helping yourself or helping the Jamaat, you are harming with such words and such talk. To backbite someone, to tell lies. Lies and falsehood is also a great curse which can involve man in many other evils. To breach the trust, treachery, which is of the eye, to look at women with evil intention. Also to breach the trust or misappropriate someone's trust, and there are many other evils included in it. For example, not to discharge your duty fully. As I said, that to adopt good, you must give up evil, because good and evil cannot be together. Therefore, you must always try that whenever you do something good, do some virtue, you must also give up a few evils with it. And this way the heart of every Ahmadi can be purified and freed from all evil. And an Ahmadi Muslim which have been commanded to do good yourself and stop from evil and stop other from evil, he must first purify himself and stop from evil himself. And he will have to adopt good. Only then can he bid others to do good. If we do not do so, then we are hypocrites and are two-faced. And Allah, the Holy Prophet ﷺ has given great grave warning against the hypocrites and said that such people are the fuel of fire. There is whose words and actions are contradictory. For example, there is a report from Hazrat Abu Wail and another companion. There is a longish report through the other companion. He says that I heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that one person will be put to account on the day of judgment, and then he will be thrown into hell and his intestines will come out of the fire, and then he will be circuiting around it as a donkey moves around the circuit in which he is drawing the water, and then they will be collected, gathered, all the people in the hell, and say, what's the matter with you? Did you not bid us to do good and forbid us from evil? He would say that I did command you to do good, but I did not do myself good works. And I used to stop you from doing unpleasant things, but I carried out these unpleasant and evil things. So you see how gravely we have been warned. Therefore, every Ahmadi who should bid others to do good, he must himself do those good works. Especially when the people hold offices in the Jamaat, they will have to be most careful in this field. And by paying attention to their self-reform, by bowing before God, they should seek Allah's grace. And may Allah enable all of us to do so. Ameen. If by listening to this warning one were to be fearful and say, I rather be silent and not bid for good or forbid evil, till I am not worthy of it. If one thinks of such thoughts, he becomes careless from self-reforming. And therefore, it is necessary to teach others as well, because this is a command of Allah. Therefore, it is vital for everyone that he should teach others people of good, but at the same time should self-analyze himself, do self-analysis, that whether he is being reformed or not. It is a most vital thing. There is a report in this field. There is a report in this regard that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that by God who holds my life in his hand, you certainly bid people of good and stop them from evil. Otherwise, it is possible that Allah may send his torment over you. And after coming down of the punishment, you may pray, but your prayers will not be accepted. So by saving yourself from all the difficulties and afflictions in the future, it is necessary to you should do your duty of bidding them good and stopping other people from evil. As it says that by not doing, discharging this duty, you can suffer punishment and then even your prayers will not be accepted. It also means that as a result of doing these good works, your prayers will also be accepted and Allah's grace will descend upon you. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to ask people to bid good and stop evil, and he used to pay so much attention to stopping other people from doing evil that he said that he has no connection with the one who does not carry out this responsibility. Even in minor things, he used to say that you should do good and stop evil. Even on minor occasions, he used to say that do good and stop evil. For example, there is a report that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "The one is not among us who does not is not compassionate to his children, and he does not do his duty to respect elderly and the aged among them, and does not bid good, and does not stop people from unpleasant things." Which means that these good bidding is so much so that even the children have been included in it. That is, to be kind to children is also a good act. Similarly, to respect the elderly and the aged and the pious among you, and similarly are many other good things which we have been commanded, and we must do those. The evils which we have been commanded to stop from, it is necessary to stop from them. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "If you do not carry out this responsibility, I have no connection with you." By doing bidding good and forbidding evil, the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam says, As it is necessary to stop your tongue speaking words against the will of Allah, similarly, it is necessary to speak words to spread the truth and speak the truth. Ya'muruna bil ma'rufi wa yanhauna anil munkari is the it is what is worthy for the believers. And amar bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar, when you do bid and stop evil, it is necessary that first a man must prove from his practice that he does possess such qualities within him. Because before he can influence others, it is necessary for him to influence his own person first. So you must remember that you must never stop speaking words of bidding good and forbidding evil. Of course, it is necessary to recognize the situation and context, and your style must be very gentle. And it should have a continuity or attraction in it. Similarly, it is great sin to speak against taqwa, that is righteousness. You must always remember that by speaking the truth, you must never hesitate. Because courage, with courage to bid good and to stop from evil, that is what shows how you are carrying out this command of Allah, and that how much courage you have. But a believer's practice must be according to this command. When you will show by your practice, you will be able to influence others. When you will have the practice to support it, you will not need to use force. Speaking of good word of such a person will be have influence only when his practice is good. Promised Messiah has said that if there is taqwa or there is piety within the heart of the man, and there is fear of God in the heart, and if you will speak wisely according to the situation, then your good words will have their effect. But it is necessary to advise and to admonish according to the situation and to the context. If you see something evil in someone and try to admonish him in public, then the person will not take good influence from it. It is also possible that he can commit more excesses in the bad behavior he was showing. Therefore, to admonish and to explain, it is necessary that you should know the situation, the context, and also be righteous and have fear of God. If you will act this way, then according to the promises of God, you will be worthy of His mercy and His grace. But Allah says in another place that I will certainly show compassion and mercy to those who will act accordingly. May Allah enable all of us to do this. Ameen. As I have said that Allah has commanded us to bid good and to stop all kind of evil. And I have also quoted you examples of these good acts and evil things and have given you briefly their names. I will want to explain further one or two of them in rather detail. For example, it's backbiting. That is to talk ill of someone in his absence, ignoring the fact whether that ill is found in him or not. If you talk about ill with him in his absence, it is called backbiting, irrespective of the fact whether it is what you are talking is true or untrue. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you used to take pledge, he used to ask to make a special pledge that I will do no backbiting. So, how great is the importance to be given to this, because this evil creates disturbs society. It creates hatred amongst each other, and then sometimes it leads to dissension in the Jamaat. And that is the reason promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has put much emphasis and has explained this a great deal to us. He says, our community must, when they see an ill in their brother, they should pray for them. Rather than praying, if they start talking about it and spread it, then they are committing a sin. What ill is there that cannot be removed? Therefore, you must always try to help your brother, or you must help your brother through prayer. He says that he quoted in a story that a Sufi had two disciples. One was drunk and was falling in filth in the street. The other person complained to the Sufi. The Sufi said, you are without respect, and lack respect that you complain about him and do not pick him up and bring him. He went immediately and picked him up and took him in. The Sufi, the great spiritual and the holy man, said that that one had drunk, people were saying that one is drunk and the other has not drunk so much, so he is carrying him on his shoulders. Hazrat Promised Messiah says that the meaning and of the Sufi was to tell him, why did you backbite your brother? Promised Messiah says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about backbiting. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it means that what is found truly in someone, to talk about it is in absence, that if he were to hear it, he would not like it. And if something is not found in him, and yet you speak of that ill which is not found in him. It is called an allegation. Allah says, وَلَا يَكْتُبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا, the verse which says that do you want to eat the flesh of your dead brother? So here the backbiting is compared to eating the flesh of one's dead brother. And this verse also proves that a community which is established under the command of God, there are certainly among them some people who carry out backbiting. If this is not, then there will be no sense in including this verse. If the believers had to be so purified that they would not commit such evil, then what will be the need of such a verse for them? Promise Messiah said that some are weak as somebody just comes, recovers from an illness. Some have gained some strength. Therefore, if he sees someone who is weak, he should give him private counsel. If the person does not accept it, then he should pray for him. And if there is no benefit from both of these acts, then he should think it is a matter of destiny. When Allah has accepted their failings, then why should you show such a great excitement or stir when you see an ill in someone? It is possible that his ill habit can be reformed. Some people who have gained some spiritual stations, which is Qutb and Abdal, which is the two words of showing some different spiritual stations, they can sometimes make a mistake. It is stated that even a man of Qutb's spiritual station can also commit adultery. Many of the thieves and robbers and adulterers have repented and have become great spiritual men. To be too quick about someone and to make a decision is not our method. If a man's child is not good, he tried his best to reform him, to correct him. And similarly, one must not ignore one's brother. One should try his best to correct him and to reform him. It is not the teaching of the Holy Quran that when you see some failing in someone, you should publicize it and start talking to others about it. The Holy Quran says, Tawaso bis sabre wa tabaso bil marhama, that they admonish with the patience and restraint and help and mercy and compassion. Marhama is that when you see failing in others, you should admonish them, you should advise them, and also pray for them. The prayer is most potent, and the man is most unfortunate that he talks of a failing 100 times but does not even once pray for him. You should talk about a failing of someone only after you have prayed for him for continuously for 40 days. There is a line of a poem of Sadi which Promised Messiah has quoted, which says that Allah knows things and yet He covers people's failings. Allah has the knowledge, despite that He puts covering on people's failings. But the neighbor does not even have the knowledge, yet he is talking around, he's going about talking about it. One of the attributes of God is Sattar, the coverer of faults. You should adopt the attributes of God, the qualities of God. It does not mean that you should support their failings and the ills in them, in the others. But what we mean is that you must not publicize it and must not backbite it. Because as it is says in the Book of Allah that this practice is sinful, that you should publicize and talk about the ills of others. Sheikh Sadi had two disciples. One used to talk about spiritual knowledge. The others used to burn in jealousy and was upset. The first mention to Sadi that when I talk something of spiritual knowledge, the other person is displeased and Sheikh Sadi said that one of them did jealousy and he went to, he's worthy of hell. And you have been backbiting. So therefore this community cannot continue as long as people do not pray and show mercy to each other and help each other. So it shows that backbiting, what a great sin it is. There is another evil of telling of lies. If a man faces a minor difficulty, he seeks support of lies. And it's amazing that many people do not consider telling of lies as an ill or sin. Whereas the telling of lies is such an evil that it is the root of all evil. That is the reason that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the person who said, tell me that, can I leave just one evil? And he said, if you can't leave all evil, leave at least one evil, that is of telling of lies. And resolve that you will always speak the truth. Some people say that telling of lies means that you have given a wrong testimony in the court. Or if you have been caught committing a pilfery, then you tell lies. Or if you committed an evil, you said you tell lies. or you born a false witness against someone and unnecessarily got him in trouble. Certainly, all these acts are telling of lies. But to talk against minor things or to talk wrong, even in minor way, is sin. The Holy Prophet has given us a parable which shows clearly how you define telling of lies. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and this is reported by Hazrat Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever said to a young boy that come to me, I will give you something, but he does not give him anything, this will be counted as a lie. So this is the definition of lies. If each one of us were to do self-analysis, we will realize that we speak lies on even very minor things. Even in joke, we speak things which are totally false. So according to the statement of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we were to pay attention to it in depth and in detail, only then we will be able to eradicate the curse of lies from among us and from among our children. In this connection, the Holy Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, says, the Holy Quran has declared lies as an evil and a deep sin. As it says, وَاِسْتَنِبُ الرِّشْتَ مِنَ الْعَوْسَانِ وَاِسْتَنِبُ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ. Here the lies have been compared to idol worship, and in fact lies are an idol. Otherwise, why should one leave the truth and goes to this idol of lies? As idols have no reality in it, similarly in the lies, there is no reality except deception. The trust in those who tell lies is lost, so much so that even if when they tell truth, people doubt whether they are telling the truth or they are telling the lies. When those who speak who tell the lies, they want to limit it, their action, they cannot give up lies. If they were to make a lot of effort in the spiritual field, only then they will be delivered of it. So it says how true words he has spoken, that we experience in our life daily, that a man who is normally telling lies speaks the truth, even then we do not trust him. There is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned a few good acts and sins, and he says that the two cannot be together in one place. In this regard, Hazrat Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the faith and disbelief cannot be together in one's heart, nor can be truth or telling lies can be together in one's heart, nor can be trustworthiness or breach of trust be together in one's heart. So the first thing he said, it is never possible that a man who has faith, he should also talk of disbelief. As we have been shown in the verse which I recited in the beginning, that those who bid evil and forbid evil are the only ones who in fact believe in Allah. And according to this hadith, those who do not act accordingly, they have disbelief in their heart. Because it is never possible that the truth, which is the message of God, and the lies can be together in one place. Similarly, the trust, which is the part of faith, and breach of trust is to devour somebody's health, somebody's wealth. They are not worthy of the glory of a believer that they can gather in one and the same place. So we who are Ahmadi Muslims, who have taken pledge on the hand of promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, once again, that we will act upon the commands of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and we will give up all ills, and we will adopt all what is good. We should do our utmost to leave each and every ill. If man has a firm resolve and he is also seeking Allah's grace, it is not possible that one cannot give up evil. And you do not become worthy of admonishing others. By believing in truth, how can one tell lies? And by taking a pledge of being trustworthy, how can he breach that trust? Therefore, every Ahmadi who has taken the pledge and has become a member of Jamaat Ahmadiyya, his pledge is also a trust. And by not acting upon the command of Allah, no Ahmadi should ever thought of breaching that trust. Therefore, every Ahmadi must strictly adhere to it, that neither individually nor as a responsibility of the Jamaat he will ever breach this trust. If one has an office of the Jamaat or a responsibility of the Jamaat, he will discharge it in the most trustworthy way. If one has been made in charge of the property of the Jamaat, he will look after it in the most honest way, and will never be a treacherous or breach the trust. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that you should raise the standards of your trust to such a level that even if one has breached the trust with you in worldly matters, even then you must not take revenge and act as breach the trust with him. If you hold some trust of him, you must give it back to him on demand. So in the matter of faith, how great care we must take of this duty. Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, that the trust means that one must not have the ill intention to harm someone by dispossessing his rights or his property. So it is clear, Promised Messiah says, that the honesty and trust is one of the natural inclination within man's nature, man's man. And that is why even a suckling babe is in his simple nature, that even a suckling babe who is following his basic nature and he is not accustomed to doing bad because of his innocence age, he has such a hatred against the property of others that he is not ready even to suckle the milk of a non-mother. So Allah has made this nature of man that a babe which has no knowledge about the world, he recognizes his own right and realizes that it will be breach of trust to suckle other than his mother. They have to make effort to make him drink milk of other than mother if a need arises. But as he grows up, influenced by his surroundings, many of the people begin to breach the trust. And the prophets are raised to dispel this influence and to create pious changes among men. We Ahmadis who have taken pledge of promised Messiah and has believed in him, we must create pious changes within us, reform us, and should protect us from all kind of ill and breach of trust. We have to protect ourselves against lies. We have to protect ourselves against other ills. And not only we have to save ourselves, but according to the command of Allah and according to the worthiness of a believer, according to that sign which Allah has mentioned, we have to save others also from committing such ills. And we have also to give them a teaching of virtue. May Allah enable every Ahmadi within their sphere to act accordingly and to act on this teaching. And may Allah make all of you to be a firm and strong Ahmadi who should act upon the teachings of Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ameen. Inshallah, for the next 2 days, I will tour other 2 countries. You should pray that Allah may bless my tour in every way. Ameen. And may Allah continue to help and give us His succor in every way. Ameen.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر